When she said, I don't dance now, I make money moves, that was a mission statement for a whole new generation.
Respect, but that's not the Mount Rushmore. Listen, cash rules everything around me. When that line dropped, it changed the whole hustle.
The greatest tracks are never finished. They're just debated forever. Introducing the Sprite Living Tracklist. 50 tracks that shape the culture from 6 decades of hip-hop. Scan the QR code on a Sprite or Sprite Zero Sugar to see the full breakdown. Obey your thirst. Sprite.
Moncrief on News Talk.
The Americanization and monetization of the World Cup is continuing even after the final. Along with medals, the winning Spanish team were presented with championship rings of the sort given to players in the Super Bowl. But those rings can also be bought from FIFA at an estimated cost of around $150,000 each. Chuppy Sweetman of Chuppy Jewellery is here to tell us that it's a bargain. Afternoon, Chuppy. How are you?
I'm here to tell you many things. I don't think a horrid ring for 150 grand is good value.
Describe or give us your description, because you've seen pictures of them, what these rings look like. They're rather big.
So imagine Donald Trump had
I'd rather not.
Yeah, I know. It's a really unfortunate picture. I'm taking him out of beautiful Ireland today. But imagine Donald Trump is sitting there and has a brilliant idea. And he thinks about football, so blue skies. And he thinks about gold. And he thinks, and it's like ChatGPT and Donald Trump and some poor unfortunate intern went, what does a ring look like? It is horrific. Sean, now, I love a diamond, don't get me wrong. But these things are the love child of AI and Donald Trump, and they are as ugly as that sounds.
Yeah, now they're big, and I suppose those kind of rings that they hand out to people who've taken part in the Super Bowl are that kind of size as well.
Well, they're meant to be big. So championship rings, it's actually an incredible idea. So jewellery marks the biggest moments in your life.
Yeah.
Day you fall in love, day you get married, day you celebrate winning something like the World Cup. And so the ring should be obnoxious. You should be able to see it from space. But should it be quite this obnoxious and quite this diamond encrusted and sapphire encrusted? It is possibly the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
it's not doing it for me.
I think we know where you stand on this
we
one
do.
Then. Yeah, so these aren't a fashion item per se.
But I always think design. So design's job is to solve a problem. So I worked in women's wear. My job was to solve the Friday night problem. What do you wear on a Friday night? Jewelry solves the how do you mark the biggest moments in your life problem. Its whole job, you know, how do I tell the person I love them I want to marry them? Mm. That's the whole point of jewelry. With this ring, and championship rings tend towards the vulgar, the over the top. Think about Ace Ventura. Remember Ace Ventura, and there was the big championship ring that goes missing in the movie, and it is big and it's vulgar. But this is the AI version of it, where it's so big and so tacky and really so Trump's America. It represents everything that's going wrong with the world, as opposed to a piece that marks a moment.
Yeah, and I suppose maybe part of its mission statement is that you spot it from yards away. This is not, you know, a subtle thing.
Are we imagining all the Spanish players are going to be wearing them? Like, are we going to be looking at this ring in 10 years?
Really. No.
All those micro-set little sapphires are going to fall out. This isn't a ring that marks a moment.
Yeah.
This is and I think for me, Sean, you can buy one. You can buy a ring from the championship. That's the bit that's ugly.
Well, it's one. They have 1,996 of them for sale. With hence they reckon that they'll go for 150 grand each, but I don't know.
You should have to put, if you own one of those rings on your dating profile, you should have to put a picture up so that all the people who wouldn't want to date you, you'll be like the reverse, and be like, oh yeah, I'm not swiping on that. Like every Hinge profile, every Tinder profile, if you own one of those rings, you should have to confess it in your LinkedIn bio.
Yeah. Are there, for men now, are there, and apart from, say, wedding rings, but are there ring fashions?
Huge. So jewellery, like everything, is subject to trends. At Chupi, what we see is, so signet rings are the big trend.
Mm.
So if you think about Bridgerton, everyone's obsessed with it, that idea of a signet ring. So signet rings are passed down from eldest father to eldest son. Never given to women and never given to the spare. So never given to the second kid. And it's actually such a gorgeous thing. So a signet ring signifies your house, your family, the kind of team you play for, almost, in a sense. That's where championship rings come from. They're symbolizing a team that plays with it. So signet rings are huge, and guys are coming in getting them as engagement rings, which I love, but also getting them for themselves. You know, maybe it's the wedding band. Not everyone likes a wedding ring. They're kind of boring by and large.
Mm.
So something like a signet ring is an amazing one.
Yeah, and they go on the little finger.
They go on your baby finger. So a signet ring is worn. So they used to be worn. A signet ring was worn with your family crest on it. And when you wrote your beautiful letter, put on the wax, you stamped it with the signet ring as a way of saying signed by me.
Ah, right. Yes.
It's the coolest trend. So we've seen a lot of that. We have a big international clientele and they love a signet ring. Others is stacking. So women are doing stacking. You'll see a lot of, you know, engagement, wedding, eternity. I personally have 5 rings. Mm. I've just one child, 5 rings.
Wow. Okay. Should now, when you're doing that stacking, should they somehow match if
no.
you have an engagement, a wedding, and see, because say an eternity ring looks a bit like an engagement ring.
I always think, should they match? Kind of like eyebrows, sisters, not twins. So
yeah.
your jewelry should tell a story. You should
right.
be able to go, that was the day I got married. That was the day I welcomed my babies into the world. But those are really different days.
Yeah.
You didn't want it like, it's like wearing an all black outfit. Incredibly dull. You want black, you want a change, you want, so playing with your jewelry. And I think we've seen that with women. We see it all the time. We're starting to see it with the boys. Remember Connell's chain from Normal People? During COVID, there was this huge big trend. Paul Mescal wore a silver chain that sent the world into a frenzy. And we've seen that. But I definitely think the guys are more reluctant. So it's really signet rings, wedding rings, engagement rings is a thing happening for men.
Now, tell us about that. What does a male engagement ring look like?
Oh, well, it can be incredible. We have amazing international clients. So like our American clients will be much braver. They might go for a rock. So you might actually get a diamond, get a rock, get a 1-2 carat. Might go in a big diamond in a signet ring, but actually probably our more local Ireland is more like 2 bands. So one band with maybe one diamond or a little river of diamonds on it, and then a second band.
And that's kind of more integrated into the ring rather than slipping off.
Yeah, exactly. More like a flat band and you'd be wearing the two together.
Yeah.
But I think it's really exciting. I don't know why boys aren't allowed to. Why can't they wear rings?
Well, I suppose it is an odd thing. But and in your experience, when Irish males come in and they get the engagement ring, are they coming in with the partner? Are they then going into work and all the lads will say, oh, give us a look? Is that the way it works now?
I would say they definitely tend to be more the design-led guys. Like they're working in an industry where no one's going to take the piss out of them. They are somewhere, you know, you're not going back to on the site and everyone being like, mate, what are you doing? It tends to be they're working in PR, they're working in something interesting. But it's also, so it used to be a thing, we'd get a watch. You'd propose to her with the diamond and then you'd get a watch. But I think that trend of jewellery being something that is, you know, integral to who you are and tells your story. And we probably see more of it because we're made in Ireland.
Yeah.
People want a piece of Ireland.
Yeah.
Particularly if they're not from here.
Yeah, I can see it. No, I can see the male engagement ring.
Do you want one?
Not Sean.
What do you think, Sean?
It's too late now.
Oh, you
I imagine.
It's never too late.
Oh, she has to ask me again, though. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, it can work. Yeah, she gets a double proposal.
Okay, well, she'll have to bring me someplace nice. Chuppy, thanks a million for coming in to talk about that. There was Chuppy Sweetman there of Chuppy Jewellery.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.